given for the king's sake. Why should he come as an intercessor between? At that moment, mine was, I am with God, in a state wherein no chosen prophet is my peer. I desire no mercy but the blows of the king. I desire no refuge except that king. I have negated all besides the king, for the reason that I have devoted myself to the king.
Translation of these two verses brings back to that law and Allah we talked about. These exceptions and negation. He would say, you know what? For the king, I'm ready to die. And I didn't ask anything from anyone but the king. That's the line here, that remember, I asked nothing from no one. Why? Now here, another word is tavalla. Like that law, Allah and tavalla. Tavalla means hanging on. I'm hanging on, I'm begging to the king himself. I don't want someone else to jump in. Yes.
The king, if he beheads me in his wrath, will bestow on me 60 other lives. It is my business to hazard my head and to be selfless. It is the business of my sovereign king to give a head. Honor to the head that is severed by the king's hand. Shame on the head that betakes itself to another.
You see the idea of this guy? This is explaining the idea of us and Haq. Remember, so this is what we are looking for. Haq, which is a real meaning, quality. We imagine it being in the sky, high above, looking at all of us, and we surrender. The only thing that we are looking for is to get closer, to get translation. Forget about God and religion and all that. Think very simple. I want to do something. How do I do it? How do I decide where everything starts? Here he's saying that, listen, when we are talking about relationship, this one is not like the other relationships. Why? Because one part of this relationship is not logical. First of all, he is a giver. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't need anything. The only thing he is asking us is what? Come closer. That's all he is asking. Why? To give you more. To give you better. Remember we talked about Solomon and Belgrade. And Belgrade thought that, okay, now I'm going, Solomon needs this. No. Be qualified to, I will give you more. Because he doesn't need anything. And this is that exceptional relation that we are talking about. Which is out of norm, yes. But it's normal for us. Okay, like this, he will say, first of all, my job here is to surrender, to give up. That's it. What else do I want to do with Haq? What else do you want to do with Haq? To understand it? To get closer. That's all. You see, this is, and in that action, if I die, that's good. Because here I'm not talking about my life and death. We are talking about the highest value for the human being. That's what I'm looking at. Yes?
The night which the king in his wrath covered with pitch, holds in disdain 1,000 days of festival. Truly, the circumambulation performed by him who beholds the king is above wrath and grace and infidelity and religion.
Read that again. Listen carefully. Yes?
Truly, The circumambulation performed by him who beholds the king is above wrath and grace and infidelity and religion.
None of these value system counsel when we are talking about heart, when we are talking about God. There is no relativity and blah, 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 blah. That's what it is, yes?
Not one word expressing it has come into the world, for it is hidden, hidden, hidden. Inasmuch as these glorious names and words were manifested from the real of Adam, he taught the names, was an imam for Adam, but not in the garb of Ayn and Lam. When he put on his head the cap of water and clay, those spiritual names became black-faced. For they assumed the veil of letters and breath in order that the essential reality might be made manifest to the water and clay. Although from one point of view, speech is a revealer, yet from 10 points of view, it is a curtain and concealer.
Okay. Did you get the complication here? You mixed up everything. First of all, at the last verse, the word is not speech. The word is mantep, logic. Listen, logic, in a way, will bring in the meanings, will improve our understanding, right? In one way, logic is the best, but in several different ways, it's the problem. Where is the problem?
Who's the result?
Me, that egocentric, arrogant ego. That's logical of me. Logically, I'm here to live, no matter what. Even killing some to remain alive. That's the life. That's the logic. Logic is the scientific approach to human being. Means, do you remember book two? He said, remember, there are two pictures of human being. One is presenting human being as an animal, the head of the animals, the killer of all, and this. But we have another picture. A picture is specially designed. That's the Abraham. Remember? He goes through the fire, he comes out. Over there we are talking about the quality of a human being. The first one is the existence of an animal. But we are not that one. Remember how he started? No. Why pay attention? Right now he was explaining it. He said, do you remember that we are animal? And he gave us the words. We talk. So we have another connection over there. Everything started with that, remember? How did it start? Humanity. By words, by talking, by language, we entered another dimension, which came up to now that with cybernetics we are jumping in front. But everything started with that word, and he taught us. وَعَلَّمَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ. He taught us the words. He didn't learn the words. He doesn't talk with the words. The words is made for us to understand. He is beyond that. He is a quality which cannot be explained like this. He said, remember, yes, he, Allahu al-Asma, he guided us, but not with ilm. Over there he will talk about Ayn and Lam, which for you is nothing but in Arabic, he's mentioning that, that's ilm, science. He says, what you're talking is beyond the science. Scientific approach of the humanity is lovely, good, great, human being is a powerful animal. So what? We are talking about something which is illogical. Can I be more clear? I know something which is illogical, and we prefer it to all the logical stuff. What is it? Love. Yes. Love is illogical. What is the logic of love? Why this stupid Romeo loved the Juliet? There were so many girls, you could have sex and go away. He died for that girl. Why? Nobody could explain. It's not explainable, because love is not understandable, except you fall in love. Then you understand what we are talking about. Here you say, listen, this game of saving the life you are playing, this is not life-saving to me. Life-saving to me is the stuff that my sheikh does for me. The magic happens over there. That's what I'm talking about. Saving my life, if the king doesn't want me alive, I'm ready to die for that. That's the difference. Talking logic, doing this, doing that, all are fantastic, good, but they are at the lower level. But there is a higher level. I'm ready if it's good for this universe that I will die now. I'm ready to die. I love it. This is not logical, is it? No. But there is. This is the field of love, and I bring in always a help. Art. In art, give me the logic. Can you prove that the painting of Chapel Sistine is the best? Nobody ever painted better than that. Can you prove it? No. First of all, I told you, my aunt hates it. Yeah. Because these son of a guns are naked. That's what she sees. That's what she notices. Yes. And my aunt is not the first one. The surrender people of the Pope were the first one. All these like that and say, this is bad. Michelangelo said, I painted them the way God created them. And they shut up. Period. The beauty is there. But can be proved? No. Something should be improved. Your taste. If you don't like it, you are in trouble, because we know what the beauty is. If you sit down and you listen to some sound coming out of one of these machines, and you don't like it, and you realize that was a piece of music by Mozart, then what? Then you could be sure that you don't have the taste of music. You have to go and learn it. You cannot say, no, because I don't like it, Mozart is no good. Why Mozart is good? Nobody knows, really. But we know that the best of the people, centuries, that they know the music, they say, wow, this is it. This is the subject here today. That's why I was interested. I would say this is a very special one, because it will show you that, listen, there are levels of value, okay? The lower level of the value is physical value, is the social value, is these ethics that you could make and change and blah, 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 all of that, yes. But there is a high level of value which has nothing to do with reality. Because it's not limited to time and space. All I'm talking about had happened centuries ago,